The committee studying the feasibility of Boston hosting the Olympics in 2024 will produce a report in the next 2 weeks. That's after hearing from British officials today about the costs and benefits of hosting the Games. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
The potential cost of hosting the Olympics in Boston is the last issue on the committee's agenda on whether the state could realistically hold the Summer Games in 2024. The UK spent $14 billion on the 2012 Games in London. China spent $40 billion on the Beijing Olympics in 2008. Hosting the Games is not cheap. But testifying before the committee, British Consul General in Boston, Susie Kitchens, insists it was worth it.
We've got some 800 more affordable homes in E20, a new zone of London that is now well populated and really thriving. Better transport links and better facilities are all things we would not have had without the Olympic Games.
Kitchens admits the final price tag in London was far above the original estimate of $2.5 billion when the city first submitted its bid. But she says London has seen $13 billion in economic investment since the Games, on top of infrastructure improvements that were built to support them.
I can't honestly say we've made a profit out of the Olympics, but with the economic benefits that have been brought into London as a result, we think we've covered the costs.
After the hearing, committee chairman John Fish says he's still not sure how much it would cost to host the 2024 Olympics in Boston.
We're not getting involved in the cost-benefit analysis of this in great detail. We're talking about the overall structure, potential strategy, and how can we as a community entertain the thought of hosting this 2024 Olympics.
Fish says a detailed examination of the costs would be done by a second committee. In the meantime, he and the other members of the panel will start reviewing all their findings in the coming days. They'll produce a report on the matter for state lawmakers by the end of the month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.